Time for the roast sessions, people. It's the first one of 2022. And well, we got some people on the docket that deserve it. Okay, so it's only three. Okay. And they're gonna be the ones that done caused the most drama for the last couple of months. We're gonna give Tay Conti and Sammy Guevara day trial, and then we're gonna give Mr. Khan his. Okay. So who y'all wanna start off with first?
Let's do it
from the head.
You want to start off with Tom?
The fish stinks from the head down.
Ooh. Hey,
can I go first?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Ooh, why you draw your eyebrows like a four-lane highway?
What? Oh, hell no.
What is she watching?
I don't know.
What?
Can I go first when it comes to Tony?
Yeah, then Don needs to go because he's the guest. So we're going to...
Don, you go first. My bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like Holly Berry when she won that award.
Don's gonna go first. Alexis is gonna go. You can go, and then Janae's gonna go. Hopefully, she won't be too drunk by the time.
We should let Janae go first.
She won't be too drunk. But we're gonna get started. Road sessions is getting ready to get started right now. Tony Khan is on the docket first. If you want to know why, it's just simple. Because he a jackass. Okay? Now, he been doing some real fuckboy shit as of lately. You know, getting mad because WWE's on Fridays. You know, putting his little show on Rampage on Fridays. Trying to compete. You know, not really measuring up in more ways than one. But he trying, you know. Then he out here trying to mess with Big Swole. Talking about she can't wrestle. You know, when he can barely see, let alone wrestle, you know, shit like that. You know, his hair don't be done right. He just come out there looking disheveled. You know, he throw his weight around because that's all he got. You know, so we decided it's time. It's time for you to be put on the docket, sir. Now, this is a full disclaimer. We say what we saying, okay? We understand that these is jokes. Sometimes we might say some real shit, but for the most part, these is jokes. All right, if you can't take a joke, this is the best time for you to exit out of this podcast, and we talk to y'all next week, okay? But right now, this is the roast sessions, okay? If you don't know what a roast is, Google it, okay? Urban Dictionary is your friend, okay? Now, Don, you go first, Alexis, Nicole, Janae, and then we get to sentencing. Let's roll.
Okay, where should I start? Well, Mr. PK, I can't even call you by your motherfucking name because I can't say it. It pisses me off. The way you operate is the way the Stan account operates that don't show their face. You feel what I'm saying? You go on Twitter and you attack. First of all, you're a grown-ass man, okay? Put your big boy pants on and be a businessman that your father portrays. And if I was your daddy, I'd be getting on your ass because you're embarrassing me. Okay? Now, I said this a couple days ago. You forget that you are a businessman first, and you act as if you are a fan. You cannot play both roles at the same time.
Well,
you can't be on Twitter and be like, oh, that's a bunch of bullshit that you're saying, but make sure you watch my show later on tonight. No, that's not how that shit works. It don't work like that. If a talent has something to say with you, baby, you better via email me. We're not doing this over Twitter. I'm professional. You can email me. You know where my office is at. You got my phone number. Like, you know me. Don't get on Twitter and start a bunch of bullshit. First of all, and especially if I'm paying you. You pay these people. Why are you acting like you're a friend? Like, my mom would tell me, I'm not one of your little friends. I wish I would tell you, I'm not one of your little friends. I pay you. You're a worker. You are below me. You fall under me. You will respect me. And I will do the same for you. But that's where the lines get blurred. You don't respect people, and people do not respect you. Well, people respect you. Unbeknownst to me, I don't know why. But you don't respect them. When the tables turn, you get to fight. And I feel like that's daddy issues coming out but we're gonna talk about that some other time. Ooh, I feel like you fighting for recognition from your daddy, and your daddy just really don't give a shit about the wrestling shit that you're doing. He probably think it's a little project that you're doing. He probably think it's gonna fail pretty soon, which it will. And secondly, you cannot compete where you do not compare. Vince McMahon is an old ass man. Old as hell. He knows more than you know forever. I couldn't get it out, but that's what we're gonna roll with. He knows more than you know, period, in general. He could wipe his ass better than you know how to wipe your ass. So why are you sitting here acting as if you are a better businessman because you let people have free reign? Do you not pay attention in motherfucking high school? When you have free reign, the shit goes to shit. Hello? What is that called? It's not democracy. The inmates are running the asylum. Like, it's ridiculous. You need structure. You ain't got to make it about a book like, I'm going to tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. You don't have to do that. But what you can do, okay, you have creative control. Run it by me first. And if it makes sense, I'll let you know. But if the shit is dumb as hell, it's not getting put out. Period. You let these motherfuckers come out here and do whatever the fuck they want to do. They up here having, what, an orange juice and mimosas fight? What the fuck is going on?
I forgot all about this shit.
There's a reason you forgot about it.
You got this fucking death match, and it didn't even operate well. You got these fucking sprinklers on the side of the ring looking crazy, and everybody in the match involved looks dumb and dumbfounded because this is not what the fuck the explanation was. We supposed to be getting explosions. We getting motherfucking kitty fireworks out this bitch. What the fuck is that about? You cannot compete where you don't compare.
Ooh.
Vince McMahon is eating steakhouse food. Okay, I'm talking about penthouse. This is some secluded shit. Ooh. Whereas you, sir, you're going to Outback where the mice run around. That's where you eat at.
Not Outback.
You eat at Outback. That's where you stay. You cannot sit up here and say, oh, well, that steak up there, I'm not doing that. But then say your steak is better. No, it's not better. It's just what you're eating right now. You cannot compete where you don't compare. Stop saying you're better because you aren't. You put on dream matches. Yes, cool, great. What else can you say? Not a damn thing. Stop comparing yourself to this old ass man. That's all I gotta say. Stop being a fan. Be a businessman. Grow up. You act my age, and I don't even act like that.
Alexis, baby, you up?
How long of a song can I play before we get flagged for it? Because I found the perfect song that sums up Tony Khan perfectly.
Like a few seconds, right at the part.
You said he is a hoe.
Here, ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have the skin of paper, Tony. Like, I don't like the little cultish figure that he's trying to make himself out to be. You're a grown ass man. You're throwing temper tantrums. And from an article that I found, and I sent it to these girls, apparently throwing temper tantrums is what you do best because you also do that in the back of your company.
Uh-oh.
Now, Vince is not perfect. Vince will be red to filth one day. Because he
mostly by us. We probably all do.
Oh, yes. But at least he has a team running his Twitter. He's hardly on Twitter, from what I've noticed. Like, he doesn't really pump up his own shows or anything like that, which is absolutely fine. But if Vince did this shit, you know people would be coming for his fucking head. But because you are the scrappy underdog, everyone wants to give you a chance or give you a second chance. And I'm just like, no, 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 no. See, that don't work here. See, you showed your ass when it came to Swole, who didn't even say anything bad about your company. Because again, she's a lot better woman than I would ever be, because I'd be out here calling you the meanest fucking names possible. I'd be playing that song just for an hour long and paying whoever the royalties for it, okay? But you are the thinnest skin, misogynistic crybaby wannabe alpha I have ever seen my entire life. All AEW is to you is that your wrestling figures from when you were a kid finally came to life and you can play with them. And, you know, I just want to know if a man.
I just want to stop you for two seconds. Alexis, because literally, shout out to Lola Blue. Terry and I talked to her the other day, and that's literally exactly what she said. She said they're literally action figures to him.
Shout out to Lola. Girl, as soon as I get some extra money, I'm buying some of your bracelets, okay? Because they're awesome. So hopefully she hears this. But yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And this is gonna sound gross, and I'm sorry. My hymen was more tougher than Tony Khan will ever be.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus.
Damn. He's a piece of shit. I think he's a fucking he's a misogynist. He just doesn't want to come out and admit it. And he rather send in his little troops to fight a war for him instead of manning up. Because at least Vince, when it comes to a war, Vince will man up and do what he needs to do. He won't send his guys out there like the sacrificial lambs to take the hit for him. I'm done. I just want y'all to know, what kind of champagne do you want when AEW falls because of this guy? Just let me know your order.
Nicole?
What?
Don't you?
I don't know. I feel like I've said pretty much everything there is to say about him by now. It's just like at this point, he's not going to change. Because obviously this is something that's been going on for a very long time, and this is pre AEW. This is with the Panthers organization in general, and also within Fulham, I think that's the name of them, of their soccer club. Same sentiments. He is literally a child who has not had to work an entire days of his life. And when people try to make the comparison with him and Vince, and they're like, well, Vince was a rich kid. I was like, Vince's dad didn't give him anything. He literally had to buy, I mean, again, this is shady. One of the many reasons that Vince is not, you know, might not see heaven, but that's neither here or there, is that he literally had to work and buy the company from his father, off of his father. He never gave him a thing. He had to work for it. Tony Khan has never had to work for a single thing in his entire life. Literally, Shad Khan said, I need to find the article. I need to find this article, but I don't, obviously this is just not, this is verbatim, this is just kind of a summary. He basically said that he gave, it's like him and I think he has a sister. Like, he basically just gave them whatever open checkbooks to do whatever passion projects they have because he has so much money, he's not going to go through it himself anyways.
That explains a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm. I remember saying that. That's why he was allowed to do AEW, was because of the simple fact his dad was like, I have $9 billion that I'm not going to use when I die, and it's going to go to you guys anyway, so have at it.
And this is what he decided to do, a pet project.
Yeah. That's so it's like he's just some giant trust fund baby. Like that's all he is. That's all he is aspiring himself to be. He could, now I'm saying there's plenty of people who are trust fund babies and are able to evolve themselves from it and really like do them and really be successful on their own. He has no desire to do that.
Yeah, ain't he like 39?
He is, let me see here.
Hold on, I can look.
You know, when you're a kid, that always sounds great. Like, oh, cool, my parent, I just want a parent that's so rich, they just give me whatever I want. But then you get older and you're just
how
like,
old is Tony Khan?
He's 39.
Tony Khan is 39 years old.
He is not. No way. Yep.
He was born in 82. You're a 39-year-old. You almost a 40-year-old man on here acting like this on bitch. Social media.
Not a bitch.
This is worse. Acting like a bitch. You acting worse than bitches. Bitches don't even act like this.
That is terrible.
Well, his sister's pretty.
Oh, he went to Urbana.
Okay.
That also explains a lot.
Sister definitely got the looks in the family, I'll tell you that.
Who? What does his sister look like?
She's very pretty.
Why am I in private still? What am I doing? I do not know how to work this iPad. Ooh, I have too many tabs on. I'm going back to private.
39 years old.
No, this is when he speared her. Damn, she ate that. Come on, Stephanie. Brandy could never.
Oh, God.
Also, I mean, I was talking to somebody. I don't have their name, but shout out to this person who I was talking to on Twitter. They're saying, because they're big European football fans, soccer fans, and they're saying that the club they have, the Fulham FC, they say that Khan's dad runs that just about as way he does the Jaguars. I mean, hell, Jaguars fans, y'all have no chill because you went to that game and half of y'all, majority of y'all dressed up like clowns because you wanted the GM fired. So, like, their fans don't give a fuck. Can we do that on AEW?
Well,
is this white? Mom white? What is this?
Yeah, his mom's white, dude.
What's this did?
That also explains a lot.
I think there's a lot of stuff.
He's a bitch boy.
Did they?
Oh, he got a lot of nerve. Wait a second.
What?
Well, his Caucasian mom. No offense. Alexis.
Look, anything y'all say that doesn't affect me unless you call me out by name. So
her name is Ann Carlson. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus. That's like somebody off of Working Moms.
That's saying,
I think that actually is the name. Hold on.
That's her name.
That explains a lot.
His dad looks like Saddam Hussein. I'm sorry.
I was thinking that too.
No, y'all, dead ass. He that does. Is this lady's name on Working Moms.
I'm sorry.
That's a lady name on Working Moms for real?
Yes, the red hair one, Ann Carlson. Glory. I know I wasn't crazy. It is a white woman, but this Ann is bad.
In 1977.
Janae, you got sick. The floor.
1939.
Yes,
and acting like a bitch. Crazy, crazy.
She an old bottle man.
Sir, what is this?
God, he's got the most punchable face I've ever fucking seen, and that's.
Well, Janae, I mean, you're the last one, so, and then we gonna okay. Sit.
Dear Tony.
Oh God!
She open lettered his ass.
I just want to say, now that I know you're half Mayo Sapien.
Oh,
what did she say?
Mayo Sapien.
Everything makes sense now.
I thought he was white the whole time.
You're a spoiled brat who thinks all your little wrestling buddies are little action figures that you can move. Dolls that you can just move around and play with at your will. And then you get mad and upset because people don't like you. I think you think you're Captain Save-A-Ho or Save Some Hoes. like you're wrestling's like savior, like you're here to save wrestling from the big bad evil of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do something wrong and they call you on it, you have a tizzy fit. Kind of like when you tell a toddler to go to bed, but they don't want to go to bed because they want fruit snacks, but it's like 10 o'clock at night and you're like, no, honey, you can't have it. So what do? They piss in their diapers because they're mad. It's kind of like that. And then you get your background dancers, Will Hobbs and Sean Spears to back shit. You up on, you know, how everything's all kosher with the black people. But in reality, they're probably just saying that because their contracts are probably coming up. And since you don't release people and you just wait for your contracts to expire, they're trying to secure that bag.
Sean Spears, just shut up.
I think that's what it is. They're trying to secure the bag, so you sent your little PR people out there and stuff. But I was thinking about you today, Mr. Khan, and thought of this quote from the Rascals, and it's a letter to Darla, but I want to give it to you. I hate your sticking guts. You make me vomit. You're scum between my toes. Fuck you. And have a blessed day.
Period.
Proud of you, Janae.
Thank you.
Sad, Barbara. Sean Spears just shut up. Ain't he married to Castle?
Mm-hmm. No, we're talking about one that couldn't wrestle. No, we're talking about
he's there.
It's like,
well, Tony,
another guy named Spears. He's black and he works backstage as the person who hires extras, and he's also an extra.
Beat MJF.
Yeah, he beat MJF because I forgot who helped him. Right? He came out and DQ'd
it. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking that was Tony's like, oh, you backed me up? You can go out there and catch that win from the boy. And so, like, he went out there and he got that win because he was playing his little sheepdog and stuff. But he's actually works backstage as an extra, hiring extras for AEW.
And then he's like... He went on Twitter and he's like, a million people watched me beat MJF. I'm like, dude, you beat MJF. He hasn't been on a winning streak in a while. So it's not like he broke some kind of streak.
It was like 900 and something, close to a million, but it wasn't actually a million. So he's lying.
It's like, okay, you beat MJF via DQ. And I'm going to let you have this because that's probably the only thing you
got. His ass beat right after the match. Like, nigga, you sound stupid.
What are you talking about in slow-mo?
Okay.
Also, after tonight, Baron Black, who's a black wrestler, is 0-47.
0-47.
He has not won a single match.
Oh, he ain't won though.
He haven't won.
0-47.
Figo del Sol can go up against Miro with no problem because he's friends with Sammy Guevara.
And that's why he got the contract. I said it. I don't give a fuck. He got the contract because of Sammy.
Ooh, glory. Well, Tony, it's time for your sentencing because we're going to do the number on Guevara and Tay Conti, okay? So, sweetheart, I you of the Caucasian persuasion, and you also, you know, respect the brown side of your family, and that's fine. You know, I'm happy for you. You got your foot in the door. But where we differ is I feel like you like to buy your friends, so, and you feel like money somehow elevates you somewhere, but you're still a dork. You know, you're still at the cusp of just being somebody who's on the outside looking in. You will never be one of the cool kids. But since you continue to believe that you are, and you have built yourself up to believe, so you know what I do sentence you to do? I sentence you to walk amongst the real people of AEW. You know, put yourself in a little disguise. You know, get yourself in one of these little, you know, the undercover boss situations like Stephanie did. It did some wonders for her. Maybe it'll do something for you. But you need to go undercover in WWE's audience.
Mm-hmm. She did that shit. That was funny.
Yeah, go over there and see, you know, how people feel about you and hear what people really say. And you can't respond back. You can't say nothing. You just got to accept what they say and move on. I also sent you to go to a salon and get your hair done because it always looked like your hair is so dry. I don't know what be happening. Do you
he got probably condition? Don't know what curly hair routine, so that's probably why.
Oh no, he ain't got no damn excuse, okay? He ain't got no excuse, baby. I need you. And don't go to a black salon because I'm tired of people using black people for what they want. Take your ass to the white people and tell them to use some John Friedman or something on your hair and get your hair together, okay? They got curly products for white people. Get that done, okay? And then get you some swag. I sent you to go get some clothes, hire you a stylist. It's got to be white. You can't get nobody black because you're always trying to steal something from somebody, okay? So because you see how you steal WWE talent. Okay. You can't be poaching talent, okay? So you need to go find you a white stylist or maybe get you a brown stylist that will work, you know. And you got to pay them something. You got to pay them good money. The white people you get, I don't know, you might be able to pay them a little bit, you know, below the minimum. But the brown people, you got to pay them money. You can't just be getting cheap, you know, because you think y'all kinfolk, so you can get the kinfolk discount. You got to pay them rate, the premium rate, okay? And your daddy included too, because I'm tired of him and that curly mustache he got. That's getting on my nerves, okay? It's irritating. I sent him to get his mustache trimmed, okay? That's in the contingent on you getting your shit together, okay? And I just need you to amp it up with your style. You know, you real basic. And then you think because you put on real cool shades that you cool, but you just look like a dork with glasses on, baby. That's all you look like. And understand me well when I say this. Okay, that's me being serious. No matter how much money you have, nobody can truly buy a friend. A friend is supposed to be there through thick and thin, no matter what. And even in your wrong, they are supposed to be able to tell you what you have done wrong and be able to assess the situation with truth and honesty. And not just blow smoke up your ass because you pay their bills. If you are really trying to be these wrestlers' friend, then you can't get mad when they critique you or they tell you the truth about how they feel about your company. And for you to do swole the way that you did, there's another place that I want you to go. I want your ass to sit in a room and listen to what she has to say verbatim over and over again until you truly understand what she said. Because one thing about it, and two things for sure, you're not listening. You only care about what affects you and how it makes you look. When reality, you fuck up your own image and you make yourself look bad. So your ass is gonna sit in a room and listen to what she has to say with no reaction and no response. You're just gonna listen. And if you want those two goons to come with you, their asses can sit there too. If you flinch or you move, I sense Brian Cage to be in there to punch you dead in your shit. Every time you move or talk or have a rebuttal, he gonna be right there to knock you the fuck out. When you wake up, she gonna start all over.
Yeah, from the beginning.
He don't like him right now either, does he?
I don't know. I just like pick Brian Cage.
No, Brian Cage trying to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
He's waiting until his contract expired. He's gonna. That's why I said I was like, I think he would be one who would go run over to WWE and tell them all the business.
Oh,
I've said this before. I know people are like, well, MJF, makes good money there. So on and so on. He will leave. Because he will like to see, because he's selfish at the end of the day, and he wants to see how hard, how far, and how high he can get.
I mean, he should be selfish. He's young. He got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we got one more. We can roast them together or separately. What y'all want to do?
Let's do them together if they want to be together.
Let's do them
together. Period.
So, last part of the roast sessions is Mr. Sammy Guevara and Miss Continental Breakfast herself, Tay Conti. Okay. Now, the girls on the street been saying that they've been fucking for a long time. Now, from my understanding, Sammy broke off the engagement before the rumors and stuff of Tay Conti and him started around. But from my ear being close to the street, Sammy was fucking with her while he was engaged. Now, Pete Gang, Sammy Guevara proposed to his girlfriend. And her little, you know, flower print hipster dress.
Momo.
Leave that woman alone.
I won that.
It was just sad. The lady didn't have a chance to fix herself up. She didn't have a chance. Because, like, okay, Alexis, to your credit, I don't have no issues with his ex. But let's keep real. Sammy Guevara set her up for the woo-woo. He did not give her a fair shot. Now, when you see all these proposals on the internet, and you see how people, them girls be dressed to the nine. They don't know they getting engaged that day, but they spouses will tell them, hey, go put some clothes on that look good, put your best heels on, put your makeup on, because we going out. He could have told her, we going out after the show, so I need you to be dressed. You're going to be on TV, so you need to get dressed up. Now, if she chose that this was the best she could do,
then that was a good move.
Bitch, we got bigger problems, okay? But listen.
No. So I'm not defending him, but I'm defending the situation. If you're a wrestling girlfriend, spouse, partner, sorry for yawning, whatever, and you realize that you're going to be sitting front row, first couple rows, camera side, wouldn't you in hindsight think, you know what, I'm gonna leave this at home today, I'm going to wear my best ringside basketball wife outfit. That would be my first thing, because I'll be like, shoot, I got these leggings on, hold on, let me go change real quick.
No, because shit happens at a wrestling show. I'd be wearing like good jeans, good boots. I'd be wearing your merch, and I would do something nice with my hair and face, but don't expect me to go all out.
She was dressed like that.
Even if, honestly, Alexis, even if she wore something like that, that would have been perfect.
But she looked like she was on the bus.
She was going to sleep.
Yes.
She was at an AEW show. What do you expect?
We expect her to look presentable on television. I ain't saying she had to look like Maurice. I ain't saying that. I'm just saying you come out there, it looked like you had house shoes on and a woo-woo dress and your hair wasn't done probably. But this ain't no shit on Sammy Guevara's ex. You're not doing that. I want to be clear. But it just, it didn't start off good. Okay? It didn't look right. And I was sitting, me and Nicole was like, Nicole's like, you know, Sammy ain't shit for proposing to her on TV like that. I'm like, right? That ain't look too cute. That didn't look nice. She was like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, maybe she's just not like that kind. Maybe she's not like that. I don't fucking know, but goddamn.
I don't care. I still have a problem with it. I don't care.
Ain't nobody shitting on the ex, Alexis. I just want to be clear. It's
the outfit.
It didn't sit well.
She's pretty. It's that outfit.
It didn't sit well with my soul. It was like to Nicole's credit, you on TV. Put your best foot forward is what she was saying. It came out a little harsh, but what she meant was you gotta put your best foot forward. But Alexis, if your husband proposed to you on television, would you be okay with your shit being out there and you come out there dressed like mom's baby? That's how you show up at the show. And then he decide he want to propose to you. You gonna be mad because you didn't have the opportunity to at least make yourself look presentable. Of course, in the moment, you happy.
No, because my husband would have more common sense not to make this into a fucking thing for TV.
Okay, so that's what we're saying.
My thing was,
all the optics for it was weird because I never remember him having, I think I maybe I remember, like, and this was when I used to actually watch his vlogs. So this is way before he was signed to AEW and this was even a thing. He was like still, he was like on the indies, like heavy on the indies. And I remember him mentioning a girlfriend, but then I never paid too much attention to him, like really too much after that. He never mentioned her much. So I just assumed they broke up or whatever. So it's like, you have this girlfriend that you don't really talk about much, and then randomly bring her on stage, propose to her when she doesn't look 100% to her abilities, and then you're like parading around with Ty, acting like you guys are just friends, and then making fun of me like, oh, we're just friends. It's just the optics of it isn't right. Like, the math ain't mathing.
I agree. Yeah. So, if you don't know the story, here's a quick recap. Sammy Guevara had his fiance. He proposed to her on television. Within between that time frame, the rumor is that he broke up with her and ended up somehow, him and Tay Conti ended up being in a relationship. Now, in this time frame of her coming into play and Sammy being engaged, it wasn't that long. It was like around the time that Tay Conti started really getting on television. After she had that match against Britt is when I started seeing it on the internet about the rumors about him sleeping with her. And I thought it was weird because I had never seen them together and I don't follow them like that. So for me, it didn't make sense. And I just was like, oh, they just saying shit, you know, Sammy Guevara's engaged, he's happily engaged. But I didn't know that they had broken up. At least that's what he says. Back forward to last year, it breaks the fucking internet and everybody's going after Tay Conti, accusing her of being a homewrecker. So much so that the woman ended up shutting down her Twitter. And everybody was going at her neck. And I was like, well, until I see proof, I don't know what's going on. And until I see proof, she had a right to shut down her Twitter. But if you didn't do nothing, I mean, what you shutting it down for? You didn't do anything. You're not guilty. So why are you running? Sammy Guevara came out and told everybody he didn't sleep with her. They were just friends. You know, stop with the bullshit or whatever. And what really weirded me out about the situation was after the proposal, the girlfriend wasn't seen anymore. She wasn't on television. He didn't post her. And that was weird too, because prior to that, most of the time in this day and age, and he's a man of this generation, you're going to post your girlfriend. You're going to post pictures. You're going to, you know, put her in your blogs. She's going to be seen in other places. And I just never saw her. So to me, I was like, who is she? I ain't never seen this woman before a day in my life. You know?
Right.
So first, we're going to go to Don. Then we're going to go to Janae. Then we're going to go to Nicole. And then we're going to let Alexis go last. And then we'll sentence them.
So you two are whores.
Oh, seriously. God.
You're whores. No, you're whores. That's it. It is what it is. Like, I don't understand. I would have more respect for a person if you just broke up and then hop right on somebody else. Cool. You was out. That was it. But don't sit up here and bullshit us. Oh, we was already broken up. And, you know, me and Tay Conti is just friends. And then you go and post this picture. Like, what are you trolling for? First of all, we don't give a shit if you fucking Tay Conti or not. The bitch is mean at best. You ain't a sight for sore eyes either. You about a, what? 5 out of 10? You ain't that goddamn cute. So we don't give a shit if y'all fucking or not. But why would you, oh, we're just friends. We, you know, we just work together. We're cool. But then go and post a picture going into the new year or Christmas of y'all kissing for saying that y'all were trolling, y'all were just playing. First, nobody gives a shit about y'all. But the fact that you put this out in the open, it looks suspicious like y'all was fucking before that. and the reason why you broke off, you broke it off with your fiance, your ex-fiance, is because you was fucking Tecate. Like, let's be real. Tecate, like, you're a piece of shit too, because you knew this man had somebody and, like, you couldn't close, you couldn't keep your legs closed.
It's not, and wasn't you married? Isn't she, yes, wasn't she was. Married?
She's married. She just got separated from him.
She had just separated from her husband before all this shit broke out.
Mm-hmm. What a nasty hoe. Like Amber Rose said in that movie. It's disgusting. Like, it's, I hate the way that the child operated that. It's very much Stephanie and Triple H.
They wish.
They wish they were that big, but the situation is like, it's mimicking. It's just giving, I want to be y'all so bad. It's giving, we're a bunch of whores. It's giving, we're too horny, 30, almost 40-year-olds, and we just don't know how to express ourselves. We're just going to fuck, fuck, fuck. It's giving pathetic. Y'all pathetic as fuck, is what I'm saying. Pathetic ass whores. And that's how I'm going to leave it.
Oh, God. Mm-mm. Janae?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
It's your turn, baby. You got to wake up. It's time to roast Continental and her little man child, Sam.
I'm up. The fuck? I'm up.
Yo.
the math ain't mathing. I don't care what Continental Breakfast says and Lopside Face said. His face is lopside. I don't care what you look, his face look like Tilt-A-Whirl.
Not Tilt-A-Whirl.
He said that him and Pam broke up in October.
They're, oh, that's her name, Pam?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
That they broke off the engagement in October. Weirdly enough, Tay Conti announced in November that she's completely separated from her husband. And they've been separated for a long time. And then come January 1st, we get these pictures. And then all of a sudden we get stuff from them doing date night prior to January 1st. There was a picture going around with them two and another couple that says date night. And this was before New Year's. So I would highly doubt that Sammy breaking off his engagement had nothing to do with Tay Conti. That don't make no sense whatsoever. I'm pretty sure, Lopface, you broke it off to be with Tay Conti because Tay Conti started appearing in your vlogs and y'all was flirting real heavily months prior. Real heavily. So that's where a lot of people were speculating. There was even a point where you two pretending you guys were going to kiss and then he ended up kissing somebody else. I'll say it, if people want to come at me, I don't care. You broke off your engagement because you like Tay Conti and Tay Conti's marriage was officially done or whatever the case may be. But here's the thing with you young kids that do stuff like that. What was that?
Some weird ad popped up on my phone. Sorry.
Oh, but one thing I will say, when you have two young people like that who are just willy-nilly when it comes to like their relationships with no afterthought, I highly doubt you guys are going to work out. And it's going to be real awkward between you two once that happens. You guys are very impulsive. Impulsive relationships don't get you nowhere. And if he was that easily able to break off his relationship, his fiance, Tay Conti, what do you think is going to happen to you when the next new intriguing blonde bombshell comes into AEW?
There's Mandy as well on her way there. Just be ready.
Just think about that. If he's willing to break off, because like I said, I don't care what anybody says, he broke off his engagement for you. So if he's willing to break off an engagement with someone he's been with for 7 years,
damn,
I believe it was like 7 years for you.
Seven to eight years.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen to you if something better comes along? Because let's be real, like Don said, you're pretty mid. You're not that great.
Not and to both mention of you, someone younger.
Like, yeah, both of you seem like a bunch of airheads anyway. That are just like, oh, he's good looking. Oh, she's good looking. We should be together. But you guys are not that good looking. Yeah, but Happy New Year. Hope everything works out great.
Fuck y'all. Y'all shitty ass people.
Oh, wait. And then it was that thing where they were like, please respect our privacy. Don't believe what you hear on the internet. And then y'all go and post pictures of you guys kissing. And then get mad when people come for you. Like, y'all wanted that. Sorry.
That is high school level shit being done by people in their mid to late 20s.
It's very disgusting and disturbing.
No. Exactly.
You're the last one.
Shout out to them for getting mad and blocking everyone, specifically Black Twitter users, but that will be a conversation for another time.
Oh, that's right. They blocked us, didn't they?
They blocked us and they blocked a whole bunch of other Black accounts.
Oh, that's fucked up.
At first, because I wasn't gonna, but a bunch of people started posting. They were like, "I got blocked, I got blocked," and I was like, "Oh, let me go look." And sure enough, I don't remember who I checked first. Sorry, I checked Tay Conti first, and I was like, "Yep, has us blocked." And then I checked Sammy right after. I said, "Oh, has us blocked too." I said, "Whatever, bitches." My thing is that you knew what you're doing was wrong. It's not my business. I don't have to live with it when I go to bed at night. So that's neither here or there. It's just funny because she literally went online and was talking about how she's not a homewrecker and all of this other shit. And got y'all helping her fight for her fucking life in these comments and on these websites and all that. And I was like, something about this is not right. So usually if I don't like anyone that much and they're a woman and they have misogynistic shit like that, I will let bygones and I will defend them for the time being. I was like, and I have done it plenty of times before. I was like, something about this is not right. I'm not putting my neck out. Sure enough. I was like, she's out here smutting about with that child. And I don't understand the hoopla about her looks. Like, people are like, oh, she's Brazilian. If you drop that bitch back off in Brazil, she'd be a 2 at best right now.
Damn. That's facts. That's
big. Guess against them actual Brazilian bitches. And I think not only that, her personality, like, she's very, she also, her pick me energy also makes her very ugly to me.
Yeah.
Like, she's like a very, very pick me girl. One of those girls.
That's why Tony likes her.
Exactly. And she's like one of those girls who are like, I don't ever have a lot of girlfriends because, like, girls are so jealous of me. Like,
question.
Because you a hoe.
Yes. Yeah, so because you're a fucking slut, that's why. And you probably like, try to fuck her boyfriend.
Don't forget that, babe, you're hot. Fuego.
Stop it! Question. Do you think the reason we've been seeing Tay Conti a lot is because Tony Khan wants to sleep with her?
Yep.
I've been said that.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. So when Tay Conti was in NXT, she used to wrestle with Luchasaurus. When she went up to Triple H and was like, I need to be on TV, I think I'm ready. When she was not ready, she went out of her contract. When Luchasaurus got released, he talked to Kenny about her. Kenny then turned around, I believe, and talked to Tony Khan. Tony Khan signed her without even really seeing her wrestle, because all the time you saw her wrestle, she was getting squashed. So he signed her based off of her looks, put her on TV when she was still, she was bad, and just kept putting her out there. Now, she got like 0.00001% better, but Tony Khan signed her based off of her looks because she didn't have much wrestling ability at the time.
She doesn't have much of it now.
And I think I gotta find it, but I think in an interview he said that he always, like, when he would see her, because he actually would go to the NXT shows.
Yes, he was a big fan.
While he was thinking about AEW and trying to come up with things for AEW, he would be sitting in the audience of NXT, and that's how he was able to, like, see a lot of these wrestlers.
Interesting.
Well, we ready to sentence him and call it a day?
Can I go in on him real quick?
You're the last one.
Juice box, right. And tell him to go take a nap.
Sammy, you're a piece of shit. Grow some facial hair and look your goddamn age, because there's no reason why MJF, who is like 4 years younger than you, looks older and better than you. You scrawny ass, Miley Cyrus tongue given, no ass having loser.
God damn.
Purdue chicken.
You don't
not
understand.
Purdue chicken. His body. He is shaped weird though. I'm like, why are you so pale?
His face is lopsided.
I'm waiting for the day that some Aztec Mayan deity smites your ass. Because where? You look like every little punk ass teenager on fucking TikTok. And when I say dress your age, I know that's a lot for me because I wear graphic t-shirts and jeans at 36. But at least I know I make myself look like I'm 36. Y'all look like you're that creepy dude who stands outside the fucking middle school looking for the eighth grade girls.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Okay. Because I read this little sweet interview when you were giving, when you were still trying to make yourself look innocent, because it takes two to tango. I actually use Google Translate into Portuguese, so you can understand it a little bit better, what I'm saying to you. Okay, just listen.
Você é tão barato quanto as extensões que você tem em seu cabelo. São precisos dois para dançar o tango e eu também vou atrás daquele macho, mas você é medíocre em talento e aparência.
She said, you need to act your age, stop acting like a homewrecker, fix your hair, put a little more meat in your ass, and stop being a bitch.
Should have added that. What I really said was, you are as cheap as the extensions you have in your hair. It takes two to tango, and I'm going after that male hoe too. But you are mediocre at best in talent and looks.
See exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I don't see the hype with her. And I know that we've got in on her before, or at least Janae and Nicole did. And I was nice to you. I was nice to you. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to give her a little time. But I don't have respect for men or women. So this goes to you both who are in established relationships. One of you took that big step to get married. And I'm going to quote Henry Rollins, because he says there is a reason why I'm not married. Getting married is like doing jail time. If you can't do the time, don't do the fucking crime. You have to go in there 100%. This is the person that you are going to stay with for the rest of your life till death do us part.
Ooh, that hurts.
I don't take this shit joking. Like, me and my husband have been together for 13 years, and we have, I would have never, ever, ever saw someone like Sammy Guevara and go, you know what? I'm going to risk it all, leave my husband, and get with this scrawny piece of shit. Yeah. Be like other wrestlers. Be like Hammerstone has a girlfriend. She's Harley on his Instagram, but we know she's there and she's awesome because she tears his ass down and it's funny. MJF has dated people, but he's kept that on the low key. A lot of wrestlers date people, but they keep them on the low key, which is absolutely fine, because I just be like, look, do your thing. I don't want to get involved because I see how the online wrestling people are. I want nothing to do with it. Like, leave me, I'm out. Like, no, don't eat, just blur my face out if you have to, okay? But it's just you were ready to take the next step with someone that you have been with for 8 fucking years at this point. And you see this Brazilian bitch who's mediocre. And you're like, oh yeah, I want to bang her now. Just wait, Ty, because I'm going to tear it. Like they said, they're going to have someone prettier. They're going to have someone who's more talented. And he's going to find someone younger. Trust me, baby, they always leave you for a younger woman. Look at Khloe Kardashian. Look at all them Kardashian bitches. They always got left for another woman who was younger than them.
Well.
So enjoy it now while it lasts. Happy fucking New Year. Hope your stupid picture was worth it.
Whores.
Exactly.
Well, I don't have nothing to say about it because you're going to get what's coming to you. That's all on you, baby.
Karma is real.
The universe has a way of coming back on your ass 10 times fold. So enjoy the happiness you have now because it's going to be short-lived. With all that being said, it's time for you to be sentenced, boo-boo. And I think sentencing you separately is the best idea. Okay. Now, Tay Conti, like Alexis said, your extensions are cheap. And your little color that you got on AEW Dynamite was all right. It wasn't. Your match on TV was stupid, baby. It didn't do nothing, and you looked terrible, okay? It looked like you was just bleeding for nothing. What I do sense you do, though, is you need to go to a UFC ring and get your ass whooped for real. That's what I sense you to. I also sense you to allow the ex-girlfriend, if you was really sleeping with her boyfriend while she was engaged to him, and since you was there when Sammy Guevara proposed to the girl and you was in the audience somewhere or in the back and watched it and you knew of her, I sense you to let her go a few rounds on your face too. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get your ass whooped twice, essentially. One for the marriage you ruined, which is your own, and one for the second relationship that you ruined. That's two ass whoopers, okay? Then I'm going to send you to go get some good extensions. And again, for you, just like Tony Khan, you can't go to the Black Girls, okay? And you cannot use the extensions that the Black Girls would use. Get them Russian extensions like the other girls be doing, okay? That's what you can get. If you can't get that, get synthetic. That's all I can tell you. Now, you, Samuel, you do look like a man child. I'm telling you the truth. You look like one of them naked birds. You ever seen a bird with no feathers? And it's very disturbing.
Ew.
You know, you're a very odd looking person. What really killed me was that a lot of people was oddly attracted to you. And I didn't understand. You got on TV, you were damn near brighter than Sheamus. And I was like, is he okay? Do he avoid the sunlight or something? Do he need some? Then they like, he Hispanic. I said, Hispanic? Where? Sir? You are devoid of melanin in any way, shape, or form. You don't get golden brown. You don't do nothing. You come out there and she right. You real Miley Cyrus with it, but it's a little less, it's a little more creepy with you. Your tongue out and your teeth ain't nice. You just look nasty. You look like a shaved bird out there. It's not attractive, baby. I don't understand it. It's two threes hooking up with each other. They ain't gonna make no sense. Y'all might make a one. Okay, it's two threes hooking up. It's not attractive, honey. So what I send you to, number one, is we're gonna cut your tongue off. Okay, because I feel like you don't need it no more.
I'll get my scissors. I volunteer to do it.
Okay, we're going to cut your tongue off because, first of all, I'm tired of seeing it, and I don't think you brush it often, so I don't want to see it no more on TV, okay? It's always sticking out. You're always calling yourself the Latin lover or some shit like that. I don't think your stroke game is good enough either, but I guess when mediocrity meets mediocrity, y'all get it together. So I sent you to get your tongue cut off. You too. You need to go a few rounds in the ring. I think you should go. Who I think should whoop your ass?
Who loves their wife?
Let's give Ryback, you know, some little comeuppance. He don't like to be so
fucking. Nah, now, who can we get that would do the most damage?
Moxley.
No, because see, he might kill him. I don't want to kill him.
He almost killed Matt. I don't want to mess him up a
little bit. And I feel like, you know, we're gonna get you in the ring with not in the wrestling ring, because I think most wrestlers can't fight. So I'll put you in the ring with some boxers or some UFC fighters. We can put you in the ring with somebody like Overeem, you know, or Stipe. You know, somebody, you know, gonna really tear somebody up. Who you think?
Francis
Ngannou. Oh, Ngannou. Oh, you trying to kill him?
Yeah.
Damn, Jared.
I cannot.
Okay, what a husband. The husband, he has decreed, so I have to go with what the husband decreed. Oh, he said he'll put you in the ring.
Oh, my God. I got to use the bathroom to make my stomach hurt. Be like that.
Oh, my God.
Don't be like that, girl. You're going to be gone.
Ngannou versus Overeem.
Where you die?
We're going to put you in the ring with Ngannou and let him just go once, because I think that's a good enough ass whooping for you. Okay? But then we're going to also send you to the tanning salon or the beach somewhere so you can get some color. I don't need you to be real golden brown. You don't need to be Teresa Shade, but I do think you need some color, okay? Because you're real bright. You're damn near brighter than Seamus. It's a little scary. So I need you to do that. Also, you know, eat something. I don't know, get you some platanos, get you something that's going to give you a little bit of weight. So every time you stand up, you put your hands up, we don't see your rib cage, because that's not sexy, that's nasty. Okay, that's not attractive, baby. Y'all got to get it together. And as far as you collectively ruining two relationships, what I do say is both of y'all too, since y'all did it together. Number one, you're going to sit and listen to that woman complain for the next hour, and whatever she say is what she say. You're going to sit in the room and listen to that shit too, because that shit is dirty as hell. You motherfuckers cannot build a foundation on hell and destruction. You can't do that. It's going to fail. And Alexis is right. There's no good that's going to come from this. You are never going to be happy with her. No matter how long you with her, or if you with her or not, you have destroyed your own reputation. So you can try to build cheap heat, and in reality, it's not working out in your favor. People still see you as a lying, cheating motherfucker. And that's the way you're going to be viewed. And your bitch going to be a hoe. Everybody going to deem her to be a hoe. She's going to be treated as such. You don't put yourself and your girl in a situation that now you're never going to be judged by what you do. You're going to be judged by what you've done in your personal life, not by your professionalism. And that's the problem. Nobody should be sitting up here talking about who you fucking. We should be talking about your wrestling capability or who your next opponent is. But that's the biggest thing that's on people's minds, because of the sensationalism, because of the sex, because of the nastiness of it and the disrespect. And then here's where the problem comes in. You go and double down on the disrespect and post a picture of you kissing the bitch. That's disrespectful. Whether you broke up with her after or before, it's disrespectful. And then you want to block people because they telling the truth and they reading your bum ass for filth. You're a bum. You're a bum bitch. And your bitch is trash too. Both of y'all. You cannot do that. And then expect people to respect you. Anybody gonna have no respect for you? They're gonna treat you like the garbage you presented yourself to be. And all we're gonna do is send you to the garbage can, because that's where you're gonna end up, in the fucking trash. And on that note, I'm going to bed. Okay? We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.